best grifter I ever encountered, who made the whole party look all kinds of fool. This moocher, this con man, was not even human. Hark to the story of Bargain the Mule. We wanted a mule for a trip to Pendyfed, a leisurely walk of a couple of days, a beast that would carry the bulk of our burdens. Our wizard set out a good bargain to raise. He found a cheap mule, but it did have a drawback. The mule was quite old, and on top of that, ill. But we had a cleric who cured its pneumonia, for fear that the journey our bargain would kill. We let Bargain rest for a night in the stable. We bought him hot mash and a rub down to boot, some fruit and some grain to give strength on the journey. And all of this bounty came out of our loot. We left the next day with the mule moving slowly. His load was too heavy. We shouldered our packs. Even his fruit and his grain we divided, adding its weight to the load on our backs. We stopped now and then when his breath started wheezing to let him relax where the shadow was cool. It took us 3 days to get halfway to Dyfed, thanks to the purchase of Bargain the Mule. Bargain's dark eyes made us feel rather guilty. His "why are you doing this" look didn't cease. Why should we drag this poor creature to Dyfed? Let his last days have some comfort and peace. We found a nice pasture and took off his halter. The last fruit and barley we fed to him then, in honest relief, walked off briskly to Dyfed. We figured we'd never see Bargain again. Halfway to Dyfed, a mule by the fence line sees it is us and starts promptly to drool. Out come the apples intended for luncheon. Be grateful that Bargain was only a mule. The very best grifter I ever encountered, who made the whole party look all kinds of fool. This moocher, this con man, was not even human. Hark to the story of Bargain the Mule.